But first, more on the Masters. Tiger played this weekend. He made the cut. He wasn't in contention, but he got some things straightened out. And let's give Tiger Woods a call to see how he enjoyed his first weekend at Augusta since 2015. He will usually talk to us the morning after a tournament.
Usually.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Hi, Musers.
Hey, Tiger.
Did you say about the golf?
Yeah, we were calling you about your weekend at the Masters.
I won the Masters.
You didn't win it.
Well, anytime I have a better score than Phil the Dill Mickelson, I consider that a Masters win.
You did beat him by one shot.
Yeah, Phil's still my number one enemy.
Yeah. Well,
I hate him.
I thought y'all were getting along better these days.
I hate him more than I hate Saddam Hussein.
Wow, well, that's weird.
Uh-huh. I hate him more than Osama bin Laden.
That's weird. Man.
I hate him more than Voldemort. Ooh, I said his name. Uh-huh. I hate him more than the devil.
Wow, Tiger.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited that I beat Phil at the Masters. You know what I did?
Mm-hmm.
I snuck into the other room last night after it was my bedtime, and I watched an episode of South Park.
Wow, you're really stepping out there.
They use foul language in there and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And this morning, you know what I did?
Hmm.
I took my bike without permission and rode down to the gas station and got me some powdered donuts and Skittles for breakfast.
Tiger, you can do that any day.
Well,
you're an adult now.
Quite a rebel.
And then I snuck back into my house and pretended I was asleep. So genius.
Well, what happened on the golf course? We were hoping for just a little bit better.
Well, I was too, but you know, I just am a little bit uncomfortable at Augusta.
Hmm.
Comfortable?
Yeah, it's just not many people that look like me there.
No, there aren't.
Kind of just VJ and the occasional caddy. And then I did see one dude was handing out pimento cheese sandwiches. He kind of looked like me.
Yeah. It's quite white.
It's just an uncomfortable environment, so that kind of throws me off a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
By the way, who the hell's ever heard of Patrick Reed?
Well, a lot of people. He's been around for a few years.
Fat Pat. Everyone hates him.
Well, come on. He won, so you have to be a good sport.
Well, I have 14 majors, and that's like, what, 13 more than Patrick Dumbass Reed?
Yeah. You're scoreboarding him.
He's poopy.
Oh, Tiger.
He's stupid person.
Tiger, watch your language.
He's crap man.
Tiger.
I think he, and please excuse the language, it's very sensitive. I think he sucks.
Oh my man. Goodness, Tiger.
Yeah, I said it. You know who I wish had seen me beat Phil by one stroke?
Who's that?
Don't do it.
My bad. The large decomposing underground brontosaurus that when he was alive got so horned up in his GI pants trousers that he signed up for the Korean War so he could fight in Vietnam and seek out the Chinese comfort girl that could be named Katilda and chase her across her home country of Nepal into the sewer system of Hong Kong where he could give her chocolates and flowers and then me too her over a bale of hay of her choice so she could limp all the way to a manger 9 months away from the place of conception where she would lie down among the sheep and sweat and start convulsing and begin shooting placenta out in 50 different directions as the donkeys were ducking for cover until Earl showed back up and reached into a reproduction hellhole and grabbed her the red shirt tail of the PGA dominating fetus that clung to her innards like a parasitic leech and yanked it out so the beef clogged brontosaurus could start training it to make enough money to keep him in pouring vodka and sausage until the very day he dropped dead like a greasy shot put.
That was the most amazing one ever. And you were born in a manger?
He says hi. Bye, Mutant!
Bye, Tiger. There he goes, Tiger, after finishing one over yesterday.